As you might or might not know, I've written a fair few books over the years. I've spoken about them, some of them in various places from time to time. But what I've never done before is actually share the story of how each book came to happen. Because it's not always as straightforward as you might think. So that's what we're going to look at in this episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, hello. Great to have you here. Thank you for joining me once again. Hopefully you're going to enjoy this episode. Get this out there right at the start. Please do give us a like, a subscribe, a comment, a share. It really helps to spread the word and get these seen and heard by even more people. So if you like what you're hearing today, please do give it a like, a comment, a share, subscribe, share it with people. Give us a review as well on your favorite podcast platform. It all really helps. With that said, I'm going to dive right in. So over the years, I've written or contributed to a fair few number of books, 8 books, I think it is so far. And I've spoken about some of them various times in the past. But as I said, I've never actually shared the story of how they came to being, what they're about, and how they even happened. So that's what we're going to look at today. I'm going to keep it brief. I mean, there's a fair few books to talk about. We're not going to go on for hours with this, but we are going to start. So let's start with the first book that I did, Winning in Life and Work, Volume 1. Now, this book, I've got myself and 10 other experts, and we each wrote about 20-page chapter, which is it's about the equivalent of an hour and a half talk. So each chapter is a decent chunk, decent space to introduce a topic and explore a topic. And I mean, we've got topics around conquering shyness, creating self-confidence, intimacy and sex, the twin pillars of an intimate relationship, living a not-for-granted life, relationships, the foundation of any business, shift mindset for success, moving on from loss, 5 pillars for supporting women to get fit to win, the secret ingredient to winning in life and work, how you can survive chronic illness, keys to job interview mastery, and mindset and motivation in property. Different aspects all helping people to win in life and work. And each of these people who've contributed a chapter, they're an expert in their own field. As the book title says, it's all about helping people to win in life and work. Now, how did this book come about? Well, I was on an advanced speaker training course a number of years ago, and we were discussing ways in which you can help to raise your profile and get seen further. Books, obviously, it's a great way to raise your profile, to establish your credibility, your credentials, your expertise, etc. But an interesting thing that our trainer said, shared with us was the concept of a collaborative book, where a group of people get together and each contribute a chapter. Rather than one person write an entire book, you'll get together and write an individual chapter. I thought, this sounds like a great idea, because when I was growing up, I always wanted to be an author, and this was a chance to actually work with some people and create a book. So I sort of thought, oh, this sounds like a good idea. In one of the breaks, I popped a sheet of paper up at the registration table and said, hey, if anybody's interested in this, pop our names and email addresses down here. I'll share it with everyone and we can see what we can do about creating a book. So I got about a dozen or so names on there. And I thought, oh, this is great. So after the end of the course, I sent it out to everyone. Said, hey, here's everyone who's interested in writing a book. Should we do something about this? And I was waiting for somebody to step up and say, yeah, let's do it. Nobody did. Everybody said, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, that's as far as it went. Nothing was happening. And I was thinking, but I want to make this. This has got to happen. I don't want this to slip through my fingers. This is a chance to be in a book. But nobody's doing anything about it. Back in those days, I was much earlier on in my journey. I was a lot less confident about stepping up and saying, right, come on, let's do this. But such was my desire for this book to happen. The pain of the book not happening was actually greater than the pain of what I did next, which was basically to decide, right, you know what? Nobody's stepping up. Lots of people said they want to be in it. Nobody's stepping up to make it happen. Okay, I'll make it happen, which is exactly what I did, to my considerable surprise and to my delight, as things turn out. I've basically said, okay, what if I lead the project? Who wants to be involved in it? And from then on, we ended up with 11 people in it. It was a lot of fun, a lot of stress, a lot of hassle. Herding cats is a great way to describe it. But we got through the process. I kind of helped everyone to create their chapters. There were a couple of people. One person in particular said, "Oh, 6,000 words, which is 20 pages, 6,000 words. Oh, I could never write that." I was like, "You've just been on a speaking course. You could do an hour and a half keynote, couldn't you?" "Oh, absolutely, brilliant. That's more. That's around 20 pages." Create a keynote. I go, oh, it's a lot to do. It's going to take a long, long, long time. And because, of course, if you have an open-ended project, it never ends, right? put an end date in place, you've now got a target to aim towards. But some people go, oh, you can't do it that quickly. So I said, well, of course you can. In fact, you know what? I'm going to prove it. This was on a Friday. On the Sunday night, I then emailed them and said, right, I've written and had a first revision of my entire chapter. I did that this past weekend, 2 days. Bam! Down went the excuses of, oh, there's not enough time. People could now see, oh, this is something I can actually do in 2 days. At least get the first draft done in 2 days. Oh, okay. Got everyone together. Eventually got them all in. Meanwhile, I was learning, because there was no way we were going to be able to get a traditional publisher to publish this. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to go down the self-publishing route. So whilst they were all contributing their chapters, I was going down the route of finding someone that we could do self-publishing with. And in the end, we got the book published, and we then did a launch campaign, organized us all to do a launch campaign again. Herding cats, it was a challenge, but we did a launch campaign and we got it to bestseller on Amazon by basically getting lots of people to buy it when we launched it. And that was great fun. And at the end of that, I said, never again. I'm not doing this ever again. It was so much hassle and stress. No way am I doing this ever again. Interestingly though, the book, we decided to call it Winning in Life and Work. And I gave it the strapline Volume 1 near the start of the project, because my thought was, this book, this isn't going to be just a single book. There's more to this. There's more to this than just a single book. I called it Volume 1, but I decided, never again. I'm not doing this ever again. That book came out in 2012. 2013, I was sort of thinking, actually, you know what? That wasn't that bad looking back on it. And it was quite good fun. And it was nice to get a book out. And I did call it Volume 1. There's more than we can do. You know what? I've learned the mistakes. Not going to make those mistakes again. Let's do another one. Let's get another group of experts together. We'll do another one. How hard can it be? Because I've learned all the mistakes. And so I started looking for a new collection of people to create the second book in the series, which came out in 2015. And that was called Winning in Life and Work, New Beginnings. With the first book, it was just basically, let's get everyone together and what we'll create a book. For the second one, I thought, you know, let's theme this a bit. Let's have a bit of a theme around it. So themed it all around new beginnings in whatever form that meant for each of the individual experts. And I got a number of experts in this one. Where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, including me. Obviously, if I'm collating the book, I'm going to take part in it, right? So there's 16 of us in this book. And when I started pulling this one together, I was actually out in Bali at the time. And I connected with a lot of people out there from America, from Australia, and beyond. And brought us all together again, learned from the previous mistakes, sure enough. Of course, there's a whole new load of things and challenges that come up. So again, it was like, oh, no, this is becoming difficult. But I had learned from the previous mistakes. It was an easier ride. And rather than hire a company to handle all the publishing, I did it myself. I thought, right, I've been through this before. You know what? I'm going to get a block of ISBNs. I'm going to become the publisher of the books, handle more and more of it in-house, which was a bit more of a challenge, but got more of it done. And eventually we did get the book out. It took a while, but we got the book out. 2015 it came out, by which time I'd moved back to the UK. You got the book out. Now, the great thing is because we had people from Europe, people from America, and people from Australia in it, we had an international audience, which meant when we did our launch, we were actually doing strong launch in three different parts of the world. And we got bestseller. We hit number one in those three territories in different categories, which meant it's now become an number one international bestseller again on Amazon, again by selling more copies of the book than anybody else when we launched. Got the book out. And again, I thought, you know what? Never again. I thought I'd learned all the stuff, but no, there was so much more. It was such a hassle. But you can imagine, after a year or so, I was thinking, actually, that was quite good fun. And yeah, you know what? Let's take everything we've learned from that, put it into creating Winning in Life and Work Success Secrets, which is the third volume, came out in 2017. Slightly smaller book, this one. There's 9 of us in this one, including an Olympian. I've got an Olympian in this book, which is amazing. It's a wonderful lady that I met many years ago, and we kept in touch. She was actually coached me in some mindset stuff in the early days. And one of the authors who was in volume 2 enjoyed it so much, they wanted to be a part of this third volume as well. So again, went through the whole process, got everybody onto the same page, coaching everyone on how to create their chapters, how to revise them, edit them, because we were doing the whole lot ourselves at this point. Called it Success Secrets. So Success Secrets was the overriding theme for this one. Again, secrets of success in whatever way success means to the individual authors. And we've got things like changing the game for success in career, relationships, and life. 5 hidden secrets of confidence, 7 essential steps to consistently win in life. I have to get back to Janet, which is actually quite a heart-wrenching tale when you read that one. Step out, stand out. Find your balance, reclaim your time. Success secrets, success sense. The very best of yourself, and the way I've done it, the way you won't. Intriguing title. It's also the youngest person I've ever had take part in these books. And it's a solid chapter. They're all solid chapters. And again, we handled it all ourselves. This time, doing the whole lot in-house. I handled the whole lot, including the cover design, everything. I hired somebody to do the proofreading. We went through this similar launch process. We managed to get some great comments in the inside, in the blurb, some good references and comments about the book from quite a few people, including from Paul Hildreth, the founder of the sport VX. We managed to get him to say a few nice words. He says, relevant, practical, real-world examples that will effect a change in mindset, which is precisely what we set out to do with the book. Another one came out, and at that point I thought, you know what, there's three of them now. It's time to put winning in life to work. Winning in life and work, put it to bed. It's done well. Of course, there is a fourth book in the series, Dare to Dream. It's actually the biggest. It's funny how this works out, isn't it? This turned out to be the biggest one with 17 people. And this one is just over 500 pages. And I never planned to do this one. But they talk about people being lucky. It's all about, I've heard luck is defined as preparation meets opportunity, or opportunity meets preparation. And my word, a massive opportunity came up with this. I was in an online radio station that was run by, I'm not going to mention names, but the person who was running decided, hey, I'm going to get involved in this multi-author book thing. I'm going to have everybody in the station pay to be in a have a chapter in the book. And he was saying, did I want to be in part of it? And I said, well, actually, you know what? I've created three of these before. So how about we partner up on this? They said, oh, that's a great idea. I'll bring the people in. You can coach them and we'll publish the book. Didn't get anything in writing. Big lesson there. Didn't get anything in writing, but anyway, he got, several people from several of his people who were contributing to their podcast platform, got them involved in the book. They all paid him the money, and the plan was we were going to split the profits. And then he disappeared, went silent, completely disappeared. Haven't seen hide nor hair of him to this day. Obvious what had happened, right? But here's the problem. Several of these people had paid, many of them four figures, to be in the book. The money had gone. There was no sign of the money. My name was attached to it because I was going to be the one coaching everyone. I was thinking, these people have lost their money. I've got to do something here. So I got in touch with all of them and said, look, he's run off. I haven't seen any of the money because the plan was we were going to split the profits at the back end. Obviously, he's run off with everyone's money. I haven't seen any of it. What I can do, though, is I'm more than happy to take on doing the book, coaching you all through creating your chapters for the book, do all of that good stuff, not take any money for it, because obviously you've paid a lot of money in good faith. This guy's run off with it. The only thing is, I'd have to ask each of you to contribute to the actual cost of getting the book printed. So basically, pay for the proofreader. I'll handle the cover design. All of these things. We'll pay for a proofreader. We'll get the book printed. So it came down. It's a pretty small figure when it was split between all of us. Naturally, some of them decided, you know what? No, I don't like the sound of this. I've already lost a lot of money. Thank you. Goodbye. But 16 people, plus me, makes 17. 16 of them, for which I'm very grateful, placed their trust in me and said, yes, you know what, let's do this. And we did. and we created the biggest book. And it's, what else could we call it but Dare to Dream? Because it is all about what happens when you dare to dream, which is exactly how the book came into being. And we've got all manner of topics. It's Never Too Late, Transformation is a Warrior's Path, Adversity, Make It Count, Subtleties of Self-Sabotage, The Elephant in the Room, Life Happens, First Steps into the Unknown, many, many others. And again, we got that launched. That one came out in 2019, making the fourth book in the Winning in Life and Work series. Will there be a fifth book? I don't know. Possibly. Who knows? If you think there should be a fourth book, you want to be involved in it, get in touch and see what happens. I've no plans at the moment, but then again, I never had any plans for books 2, 3, or 4. They happened. Really useful thing, though, going through all that process with all four of those books really, really refined the process of taking a book from concept to actually launching it and handling all the publishing, the creating it, the layout, the editing it, the layout, the cover design, the whole lot. Really, really streamlined that whole process, which came in rather handy in 2020. Now, 2020, lockdown, we're all in lockdown. The network group that I was part of, I could never attend their physical events because their closest one was about 8 hours round trip from me because I live way up in the northeast of Scotland. But they all went online when lockdown happened. And that meant I was able to take part. And my word, did I take part. I threw myself into it. And I still do. I'm still heavily involved in it, take part in lots of the meetings. And I did talk at many, many, many of these. I still believe I'm the most prolific speaker that they've had in the online meetings. And one of the talks I did was one, originally I called it 8 Powerful Words. I now do it as The Masks We Wear for reasons you'll see in a moment. But it was all about, fundamentally, it's about the metaphorical masks which we wear. Now, we have done an episode about the concept. I'll pop a link to that in the show notes to check that out. But it was all about the metaphorical masks we wear. Now, every time I did the talk, it went down really well. And I got many people saying, oh, you should turn that into a book, you know. And I was thinking, no, it's just a talk. I don't want to hassle a book. But meeting after meeting after meeting, they're saying, oh, you should turn it into a book. There's only so many times that can happen before you go, okay, I give up. I'll write it as a book, which I did. So during lockdown, it went from a talk to writing and publishing the book, and the book came out toward the end of 2020. The book is The Masks We Wear. It's got a gorgeous cover. I hired Simon Clements, who's an excellent graphic designer and more. He created the cover for me. It was brilliant, actually. I had an idea of what I wanted for the cover. I knew what I wanted, but I knew there's no way I could create it. It's like, well, I want me with half with a mask, half without a mask. I had the mask, which I used to introduce the talk. He said, oh, okay, I've got an idea of what you want. Let me create a draft and see where you want to go from there. So he created this thing. I took one look at it and went, Simon, that's the finished product. You've captured it perfectly. And that's what ended up as the cover of the book. He did a fantastic job with it. But The Masks We Wear, it's 3 parts, 5 chapters per part. So it's 15 chapters where we introduce your masks, release your masks, and look at life beyond your masks. So each of the sections goes into a little bit more detail. We explore what is a mask, why do we wear them, where do they come from, what happens when we wear it, what happens when we take it off. That's all in introducing your masks. Then we explore how you can release your masks, what life will be like without them, how we can stop them coming back, and then we look at our life beyond the masks. And that's proved to be a popular little number. Still get people buying it, still get a lot of great comments about the book. Now that lockdown's lifted, there may well be opportunities for like a live one-day workshop to work through the concepts of the book. I'm just exploring that. Hey, that's a thought. If that's something that you think might be of interest, let me know. If there's enough interest, I'll be happy to put together a live one-day workshop where we go through the concepts. I've got some cracking processes that we can go through live to really help us remove our masks and keep them off. It's up to you. If you think that would be of interest, let me know. If there's enough interest in it, we'll make it happen. But that was my first solo book. And I was able to do it in very, very short time, just a few months from, okay, I'll write the book to here it is published. And the reason I was able to do it in such a short time was because of all the lessons that I'd learned through doing the four Winning in Life and Work books. So it's things always build, everything builds up on it's layers upon layers. We always build up and learn from what's gone before. So if I'd never done any of the four Winning in Life and Work books, I would never have got the masks we wear out. And I certainly wouldn't be then working on my next book, which I still want to tell you about it, but I can't. But there'll be more about that coming out very soon. That book is going to be coming out later this year. It's very different from any of the others that I've done. I'm rather excited about it. I've spoken to a couple of confidants about it. They're both going, look, you've got to get this out now. You've got to get it out now. Don't wait. We need it now. So stay tuned for the next book. But that's the story of the books that I've done. I'm also in three other books where I was a contributor to three other books. Ready, Aim, Captivate features Deepak Chopra, Susie Pomerantz, Jim Stovall, and me. Yay! I'm on the cover with Deepak Chopra. How awesome is that? The Inspiration Bible, which is 365 people have contributed inspiring stories and messages and thoughts. And Unsung Heroes, which is it's on a very, very powerful topic all around suicide. It's helping people, stories from people who've been on the brink and have come back from it. In the hopes that it will help others who might be going through really dark times. So those are ones that I've contributed to, which those three, the four Winning in Life and Work and the Mask We Wear, means that's eight books at the moment. Three I contributed to, four I contributed to and curated and published, and one, all my own work. And there's more to come for sure. I just thought, hopefully you found that a little bit interesting. Slightly different than just saying, hey, this is the book, this is what it's about, go and buy it. I thought it would be nice just to share the story of how they came to be. Now you know a little bit more about that. I mean, if you want to buy them, you can get them on my website, keithplatemonoble.com. Check out the website. You'll be able to buy them there. I mean, I'll even scribble my name in them if you really want. Or you can get them on Amazon, Waterstones, on Kindle, on iBook. But anyway, you can get books. You can order them for sure. Many are mostly online retailers. They've got them. Bricks and mortar bookstores will be able to order them for you as well. Or, as I say, get them straight from me. But anyway, hopefully you found that useful and interesting. Let me know what you think. If you've read any of the books, let me know what you thought of them. What's been your favourite one? If you want to get hold of them, get in touch. Get them from Amazon or wherever, or get them from my website. Please let me know what you thought of this episode as well. Pop a comment, as I say, a comment. Give us a review. Reviews on whatever your favourite podcast platform is really, really help to spread the word. Subscribe to it, like it, give us a comment. You can either subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, or if you go to keithplatemonoble.com/show and then go to this episode or any of the Keith Blake Monoble Radio Show episodes, on their page, there's a little form you can click, pop your details in, and I will email you each week when a new episode comes out so you can be among the first to get the episode. I'll give you the links to it so you don't even have to remember where to go. Fantastic. With that all said, I'm going to head off. I hope you're going to head off and have a fantastic rest of your day. I will catch you in the next one. And until then, remember to take care, look after yourself. Remember that change is always possible. And when you master your mindset, you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.